2018年精编初中英语教学与评估16
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. I've got 2 film tickets. Shall we go to the movie tonight?
I've got 2 film tickets. Shall we go to the movie tonight?
2. My sister Alice can play the piano very well.
My sister Alice can play the piano very well.
3. How many books may I borrow at a time?
How many books may I borrow at a time?
4. David is the first prize winner of the English speech contest.
David is the first prize winner of the English speech contest.
5. Can you tell me something about your school newspaper?
Can you tell me something about your school newspaper?
6. Danny wants to sign up for a summer camp to lose weight.
Danny wants to sign up for a summer camp to lose weight.
B. Listen to the dialogue.And choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Hi, Mary. You've won the first prize in the English contest. Congratulations on your success.
Thanks, John. It's a great honor for me. I'm glad that I can go to the English camp with David and Larry to further improve my English.
Question. Who won the first prize in the English contest?
请再听一遍。
Hi, Mary. You've won the first prize in the English contest. Congratulations on your success.
Thanks, John. It's a great honor for me.I'm glad that I can go to the English camp with David and Larry to further improve my English.
Question. Who won the first prize in the English contest? Eight. Linda, would you like to see a movie with me this weekend?
Yes, I'd love to. What's on?
Captain America. It's a big hit these days.6:30 Sunday evening. Let's meet at the gate, shall we?
Question. What are the man and woman going to do on Sunday evening?
请再听一遍。
Linda, would you like to see a movie with me this weekend?
Yes, I'd love to. What's on?
Captain America. It's a big hit these days. 6:30 Sunday evening.Let's meet at the gate, shall we?
Question. What are the man and woman going to do on Sunday evening? Nine. I'd like to borrow these 3 books. How long may I keep them?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? I'm afraid I can't return them until I've finished my project.
In that case, you must renew them before they're due.
Question. Where are the 2 speakers?
请再听一遍。
I'd like to borrow these 3 books. How long may I keep them?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? I'm afraid I can't return them until I've finished my project.
In that case, you must renew them before they're due.
Question.Where are the 2 speakers?
10. How much are the t-shirt and the dress?
Well, the t-shirt is $50 and the dress is $20 cheaper.
Question, how much is the dress?
请再听一遍。
How much are the t-shirt and the dress?
Well, the t-shirt is $50, and the dress is $20 cheaper.
Question, how much is the dress?
The summer holidays are coming. Have you made any holiday plans, Mike?
Well, I'm going to a sports camp to lose weight. How about you, Alice?
I'm going to sign up for a language camp. I want to improve my English.
Question, what are the two speakers talking about?
请再听一遍。
The summer holidays are coming.Have you made any holiday plans, Mike?
Well, I'm going to a sports camp to lose weight. How about you, Alice?
I'm going to sign up for a language camp. I want to improve my English.
Question, what are the two speakers talking about? Can I help you, madam?
Tomorrow morning, I need to get up early. Would you please give me a morning call at 6?
No problem.
Question, what's the relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
Can I help you, madam?
Tomorrow morning, I need to get up early. Would you please give me a morning call at 6?
No problem.
Question,What's the relationship between the two speakers? Sorry to have kept you waiting.
Where have you been, Nancy?
In the library. I was trying to finish my work and just forgot the time.
Question, why is Nancy saying sorry to the man?
请再听一遍。
Sorry to have kept you waiting.
Where have you been, Nancy?
In the library. I was trying to finish my work and just forgot the time.
Question, why is Nancy saying sorry to the man?
14. What did you think of the performance last night? I think it was pretty interesting.
To tell you the truth,I fell asleep after the first 20 minutes.
Question, what does the man mean?
请再听一遍。
What did you think of the performance last night? I think it was pretty interesting.
To tell you the truth, I fell asleep after the first 20 minutes.
Question, what does the man mean?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was Saturday, and Mindy was getting ready for her birthday party. In just 3 hours, all of her friends would arrive with presents and excitement.Every year, Mindy and her mom made a fresh cake on the day of her birthday party. Excited, she waited for her mom in the kitchen. Mindy's mother came into the kitchen and took her apron from a hook on the wall. Instead of putting it on, she lifted over Mindy's head.
Mindy, I think you are old enough to bake the cake yourself this year. Remember what we say?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, now go ahead and start. I'm going to blow up the balloons. With that, Mindy's mom left Mindy alone in the kitchen. Carefully, Mindy made the cake herself. Her mom helped her put the pan into the oven and set the temperature. When the cake came out, though, something seemed wrong.Mindy tried to poke it with a toothpick, just as her mother always did.
The toothpick wouldn't go through. The cake was almost as hard as a rock.
I did exactly what I'd been told to, Mindy complained. I was so careful. I used the right amount of baking soda.
Baking soda? Oh dear, that's the problem. You should use the baking powder.
Mindy began to cry. I'm sorry, Mum. I tried so hard.
Mindy's mom gave her a big hug. I'm the one who's sorry. I expected too much and I was hard on you. Now let's try again. This time we'll do it together.
Mindy laughed and her mom laughed too.
请再听一遍.
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was Saturday, and Mindy was getting ready for her birthday party. In just 3 hours, all of her friends would arrive with presents and excitement. Every year, Mindy and her mom made a fresh cake on the day of her birthday party.Excited, she waited for her mom in the kitchen. Mindy's mother came into the kitchen and took her apron from a hook on the wall. Instead of putting it on, she lifted over Mindy's head.
Mindy, I think you're old enough to bake the cake yourself this year. Remember what we say?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, now go ahead and start.I'm going to blow up the balloons. With that, Mindy's mom left Mindy alone in the kitchen.
Carefully, Mindy made the cake herself. Her mom helped her put the pan into the oven and set the temperature. When the cake came out, though, something seemed wrong. Mindy tried to poke it with a toothpick, just as her mother always did.
The toothpick wouldn't go through. The cake was almost as hard as a rock.
I did exactly what I'd been told to, Mindy complained. I was so careful. I used the right amount of baking soda.
Baking soda? Oh dear, that's the problem. You should use the baking powder.
Mindy began to cry. I'm sorry, Mum. I tried so hard.
Mindy's mom gave her a big hug. I'm the one who's sorry. I expected too much and I was hard on you. Now let's try again. This time we'll do it together.
Mindy laughed and her mom laughed too.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容。每空格限填一词。
From my father, I have learned a lot, and I'm very thankful to him. I remember when I was a child, my father always got up very early, quietly putting on his clothes and going off to work.To arrive in time to open his small store at 8:30, he needed to leave our apartment at 6:30. After all, he had to take a bus and then the subway. The last journey was a long walk through a neighborhood, much of which was full of the smell of rubbish. I learned it was very important to work, no excuse. When I was 12, I would, on Saturdays,go to my father's store to help out. After helping set up the outside clothing display, for the rest of the day, I'd watch to make sure no one stole anything. When I noticed someone looking unusual or strange, I would look the person in the eye, smile, and say, "May I help you?" Usually that worked, but sometimes someone would run off with something.The first time, I ran after the thief, but my father shouted, "Martin, stop!" There is no need to do that. It's true that safety is more important than money. After 10 years of hard work, he saved up enough money to buy his first car, a cheap one. He wouldn't buy one until he could afford to pay for it without borrowing money. I learned you should buy only what you can afford. Buying necessary food and clothing won't make us go in debt. The unnecessary things won't give us happiness, which comes from achievement only.
请再听一遍。
From my father, I have learned a lot, and I'm very thankful to him. I remember when I was a child, my father always got up very early, quietly putting on his clothes and going off to work. To arrive in time to open his small store at 8:30, he needed to leave our apartment at 6:30. After all, he had to take a bus and then the subway. The last journey was a long walk through a neighborhood, much of which was full of the smell of rubbish. I learned it was very important to work, no excuse. When I was 12, I would, on Saturdays, go to my father's store to help out. After helping set up the outside clothing display, for the rest of the day, I'd watch to make sure no one stole anything. When I noticed someone looking unusual or strange, I would look the person in the eye, smile, and say, "May I help you?" Usually that worked, but sometimes someone would run off with something. The first time I ran after the thief, but my father shouted, "Martin, stop! There is no need to do that." It's true that safety is more important than money. After 10 years of hard work, he saved up enough money to buy his first car, a cheap one. He wouldn't buy one until he could afford to pay for it without borrowing money. I learned you should buy only what you can afford. Buying necessary food and clothing won't make us go in debt. The unnecessary things won't give us happiness, which comes from achievement only.